Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Alior Bank full year 2014 results announcement. We have today here the speakers, Witold Skrok, Chief Financial Officer, Michał Hucał, Head of Development Area, Deputy CEO. Deputy CEO, Chief Risk Officer, and Nils Lundorf, Katarzyna Sukowska, and Nils Lundorf, Management Executive Advisor. Thank you. Please start the presentation.
Thank you very much, Fabiola. Here's Nils Lundorf speaking. If you look at page number 4 in the presentation, you will see that Alior is continuing its profitable growth. With 100 million zloty in net profit in the fourth quarter, we have managed to generate 40% higher annual profit versus 2013. Despite lower average WIBOR throughout 2014, we have managed to keep net interest margin high at 4.7%. We have driven the cost-income ratio below 50% by much stronger revenue growth versus cost growth. Our credit risk management has proven very successful with an average normal cost of risk of 2.2%. And Alior continues to be the innovation leader. We enhanced significantly the distribution capacity for full-scale banking services branded T-Mobile. And our focus on preventing market risk has proven right. The latest Swiss franc exchange rate shock has zero impact for Alior. Page number 5, we have and we do experience a very fast approval process in the acquisition and integration of Meriton Bank. Just 4 months after signing the purchase agreement, we have this week filed the merger application to the banking regulator in Poland. Meriton is now a subsidiary and consolidation will start end of first quarter this year. This year, the net impact will be Meriton's profit in the consolidation, whereas integration costs and synergies should neutralize this year. Alior's world-class IT and operation capacity should allow a full integration before the end of this year. Page number 6. I would like to draw your attention to just a few numbers. Operating income up 21.6%. while costs are up 9.2%. Business is up 17 to 20% deposits and loan volume, whereas net profit is up 41.6%. And this leads us to an improvement in the return on assets of 0.2 percentage points, up from 1.1 to 1.3%. Now I'd like to hand over to Kasia Sukowska.
Page number 8, as you can see, we grow in 2014 in 20% in loan and 17% in deposit. Our loan portfolio is good to diversify and supports us in these very good NIM results. Most of our growth is connected to the high margin cash loans and very good quality mortgages. Page number 9, our NPL results are in line with our expectations. We view it as a normal situation regarding our portfolio structure. We use sell-off portfolio not as a tool to minimize NPLs, but as a tool to optimize efficiency of collection actions. In fourth quarter, we sell almost 80 million Polish zloty on retail portfolio. That's why our coverage on retail is quite stable. But as a management, we expect future growth of coverages on retail and mortgage side. And last but not least, we are free from Swiss francs issue. Our credit portfolio granted in Swiss francs is lower than 1%. There is no customer credit who lose ability of repayment, and our LTV is on the very good level. After all these changes on private individual portfolio, it is 79.
Uh,
Page 11, net interest income, despite of very adverse market conditions.
We are able to keep stabilize our net interest margin at 4.7%. So the last three quarters, we did a very good job. This is the highest margin among listed bank. We will able to do that by attracting our customer and convincing almost one third of our customer to treat us as a first bank choice. They transfer their salary to our accounts, so it helps us to squeeze interest expenses. And at the same time, we limited our growth in the large cap business, where the margin are very competitive, below our expectation. And we focus on retail customer, and in the last quarter we were able to reprice some of them, and due to that we were able to keep and enjoy this 4.7 margin. Slide 12, fee and commission. We are growing quarter by quarter, and the main positive contribution is what we get from the brokerage fee. To some extent, revenue from insurance is a bit smaller comparing to the third quarter. It's due to lower penetration of unit link in the last quarter, but that was our purpose, to limit our exposure in this product. And we expect, as you may remember, we notify our customer to increase fee and commission, and the first effect we expect since January 1st. So the expectation towards the first quarter of this year are very positive. Slide number 13. We experience a very high ROE. You remember that in the third quarter we provisioned Polbita, and without this, we would enjoy ROE at the level of 13.4. However, we expect to grow in 2015. At the same time, we experience very safe level of equity measures. Please remember that in the last quarter, we haven't added our second half net profit into equity. It will be done in the first quarter, so this ratio will go up. Slide number 14. This is summary of our business and our approach. So cost at the one digit level and revenue minimum double digits growth level, and we expect to continue this also in 2015. Thank you.
Michael Hutzau, slide number 15. It is the fifth year in a row when we are the leader of acquisition in Poland. Due to our products as well as one of the largest branch and agencies network. Looking at the chart below, you can find that our strategic projects maintain the high increase in customer acquisition, and now they are our main acquisition source as well as our branch network. On the slide 16, you can find the size of our network, which comprises not only more than 800 of our own franchisee and branch network, but also almost 800 T-Mobile outlets in which we offer the simple products as like current accounts and overdraft. But also the additional 200 point of sales Meritum network will exceed our sales this year. On slide 18, there are some information about T-Mobile. We acquired 141,000 customers from T-Mobile Poland last year. We assess this dynamic will be also shown this year, so it will be still one of the key source of customers in our bank. In the same time, we found out that the best cross-selling ratios we can achieve using the outlets inside the T-Mobile outlets. So we are developing our network of 72 store-in-store outlets, and we'd like to achieve 260 in the end of the first half of the year. That's our own employee, which are focused on selling cash loans and investment products to T-Mobile customers. It is very, very successful because they focus on more affluent customers, which means the postpaid, especially. We are going to have the TV campaign of cash loan in April, May. It's due to good results of internet online campaign, which was in December last year. Now we have this rollout. We can based on the T-Mobile expenses, have additional spending on marketing because we will create this good cash loan sales network in the end in the second quarter of this year. It is important to selling the profitable products. I can admit that the products which are selling in this new point of sales as well in this TV campaign are based on our branch products. So it's a good in terms of ticket, profitability and risk profile of the customers. Finally, we are planning to launch our new mobile applications. Our initial plan was to start with them in the first quarter. However, because of some changes in graphics, in user experience methods, we decided that we'd like to launch the product which will fit perfectly to new needs of the customers. So that's why we decided that the launch will be in the second quarter. Looking at the slide number 19, our customer finance project now are on the second stage of development. So we are not focused on acquisition of new CF partners. So you can find that the number of the growth in installment loans separately as a standalone is not very high. But we focus on the cross-selling to these customers, because that's the main driver of profitability of this project. So we achieved double growth in terms of cross-selling ratios last year, and both of projects, T-Mobile and Consumer Finance, had got results above the planned. So we are on track to gain the profit that we expected in next years.
Nils Londorf again, page number 21. We are comfortable with the consensus of 360 million net profit for 2015, despite the additional costs which are coming for bank guarantee fund, the lower income from interchange versus the average of 2014, and still having a little space for potential interest rate reductions. Internally, the attention is strategically devoted to using the T-Mobile success, the Meritum acquisition, to remodel our distribution network. We will further innovate products and distribution for SMEs. After having collected behavioral data for the last 3 years on our clients, we are now able to enhance our CRM, our customer relationship management system, not just the operational but the analytical part, to deliver much stronger personalized services and eventually stronger cross-sell ratios per client. That also leads to further personalization of our non-physical distribution channels. Our NIM should be higher than 4.5%. The asset mix will determine that. As Vitek mentioned, we are focused on client relationships with an acceptable high return on equity. And it means there have been some shift last year due to lowering new sales to large corporates. And we don't know exactly how that will be this year, but we will ensure that we're focusing on the ROE, not on the NIM per se. We expect continued much stronger growth of revenue versus growth of cost, leading to a cost-income ratio below 48%. And our strong risk management should enable us to keep cost of risk stable at around 2.2, 2.3%. And loan growth should be above 4.5 billion zloty net. So we're just waiting for questioning structure. Please,
yeah,
Fabiola.
So we are done with the first part of the presentation. Now our speakers are available for a Q&A session. First, as usually, as we do every quarter, we will take the questions from the attendees present in the room, and then we will follow to the conf call attendees. So anyone willing to ask a question, just let me know. We have a first question.
Dariusz Górski, BZWBK. Congratulations on your results. Maybe we start from housekeeping questions. On your slide, on slide 12, you're showing the significant drop in cost of fees. If you could elaborate a little bit, isn't it a little bit counterintuitive given increasing proportion of T-Mobile in your customer acquisition? So basically, what drove this drop, and will or has T-Mobile been threading through that line already, and will we continue increasing cost of fees further out? My second question would be on the NPL sale, which you mentioned, 89 million. What was the impact on your provisioning? And I assume this is consumer loans or retail loans, so if you could confirm that. Thank you.
So I will respond to your first question. So and the difference between fee and commission expenses, third quarter versus the last quarter, is explained by the movement in provisions which we created in the third quarter. We dissolved this there's a certain buffer which we expected to have, and we dissolved these provisions in the last quarter. Normalized level of the fee expenses shall be 45 million zloty. But what is important please remember that we already notified our customer that we increase fee and commission for services, for the products, and it has been already recorded in our P&L, but the full picture will be shown in the first quarter this year. But we expect the overall positive growth of the net fee and commission line.
And the second question was connected to the sale of portfolio, and this transaction has direct impact on our NPL level and on coverage of collateral. From the cost of risk, there is no impact due to the fact that first all our balances were covered by fully provisioning. It means that our cost of risk includes this transaction.
Okay. Oh, we have one more question.
Izor Kitskay, Papana Securities. As a follow-up question on the fees and those increases that you announced that will be visible in the first quarter, can you elaborate a little bit more on that? In which areas this fee increases took place, and what is expected scale of it?
We were talking about notices which were sent in December last year. So they touched the current account, especially debit cards, both on FX as well as on the fee side. Simply speaking, we increased the fees for non-active customers especially. We'd like to convince customers to use us as a first bank, so the most active, it means more profitable customers, are not affected almost completely or very slightly by these changes. However, less active or non-active customers are notices in a way which should affect our fees. Or on the other side, they could be more active, and we're seeing such tendency Of course, it's not a dominant one, but still, that they are more active to avoid this fees, this increased fees. And in that terms, it means that they will increase the net interest income instead of fees. However, still, the income results should be shown because of these changes. And these notices were sent in December, so we have to wait according to European Union rules to use these notices as valid for collecting the fees.
Okay, do we have any further questions, please?
I'd like to return to your guidance, or not a guidance actually, a reference to consensus. You're saying that 360 is an achievable figure. I understand this does not include the Meritum impact. And on Meritum, it looks like your net cost of the merger will be 14 million this year, cost 50, synergy 34. But I remember that you had guided, or you presented Meritum bank forecast for 2015, they were roughly 86 million. So even if you only consolidate 10 months of Meritum, technically or mathematically, this should have a positive contribution.
You're right that the 360 consensus does not include Meritum. The consolidation will naturally lead to consolidating the profit of Meritum. What exactly the result will be, we cannot give a specific guidance on the numbers side from Meritum at this stage, but this will increase the consolidated net result, correct. And in terms of the integration cost versus synergies in this year, there's some timing element, when will what happen. There's some negotiation elements in terms of the calculation and need size for the various integration costs. It's still in the making. We have done some estimates, which we have published. We have no further information at this stage.
Just one more sentence, because our target is to net out synergies and cost of integration for this specific year. So this is one. The second one, those synergies and integration costs which we presented in October, that was our estimation, which is reconfirmed when we get access to more detailed analysis just recently done.
One more question on the slides number 9 on NPL ratio in corporate. This quarter it increased by roughly 50 bps to 9.5%. What was the driver of this increase, and whether it had any connections with the mining exposure?
There are two impacts which we show here. First, we have higher range of restructuring in our large core portfolio. And the second impact was connected to the our strategy, and we use actively micro and small portfolios to grow in KB business. That's why we expect future growth, having in mind this kind of segments will have higher NPLs. It means that we expect that this NPL level through the micro volumes will be higher, but a bit, it not will be dramatic growth.
So no connections with the mining situation?
No.
Or at least not yet. and one more question on this slide. You mentioned that you expect the increase in the coverage ratio, both for the basically for the retail, for the
at the same time for mortgages.
For
because
the mor-
our portfolio in NPLs are still young from the days past due point of view. That's why, as a normal standard situation, when we will reach portfolios with 3 or 5 years in NPLs, we expect the coverage will be higher. And for sure, we reach that.
And do you think it will affect the overall coverage ratio of the bank? Because for the time being, those loans are rather insignificant from the point of view of your balance sheet. And whether it can affect somehow the cost of risk or the overall coverage ratio. As I mentioned, it's mortgages are not significant, but I noticed that you increased significantly your IBNR provisions on this portfolio. What was the reason for that?
Last year, at the beginning of the year, we put more attention to the cash loans, but we have very good inflow of credit applications for mortgage loans. That's why we booked more volume than it was previously planned. That is the first reason, growth of the balance. And the second reason was and is a bit connected to the AQR. We have one more recommendation from KNF connected to the models. The rest of our models were reassessed, but still we have one in progress connected to the LGD impacted on the LTV.
Okay, so leap factor was not increased?
No.
Not yet?
No. And will not be in the nearest future due to the fact that after AQR we have approval from KNF for our LEAP solution.
And just a clarification, your guidance on NIM for this year of 4.5%, does it include already any interest rate cut? And if yes, what is the scale of the expected interest rate drop?
It does not assume a rate cut. But we do have some space. We're at 4.7 now, so there's assumption of some stronger growth of mortgage in there with lower total margin, but still very attractive return on equities, but also much lower cost of risk. So this is the main reason why we're assuming there could be a drop in NIM.
Can I have two questions? The first on T-Mobile project. What is the loan portfolio originated in the fourth quarter in this internet-driven campaign? And the second question about your mining exposure. What is your mining exposure right now, and how come that you feel the same level of comfort now as opposed to like 6 months ago? Because I think we all would all agree that the situation of at least some of the players that are deteriorated materially. Thank you.
Unfortunately, due to our agreement with T-Mobile, we cannot reveal the volumes and profits on these customers until we receive the additional agree from T-Mobile. So for now, I cannot reveal any details. That's why they are not put on the slides. However, I hope that for first and second quarter results, we will be able to reveal them. For now, I cannot.
From the mining point of view, we don't have a huge exposure in mining. We have one quite important customer who is under dedicated process under our extra watch list. But we don't see it as a totally worst scenario, which can have impact on our results for this year.
Maybe I will add only to my answer to the first question that the overall result of the project in the last year was better than planned. That's all I can say now.
Just to elaborate on the NIM assumption, just could you please maybe quantify what, I guess the consensus is moving towards 50 bps, right? Could you maybe give us any sense of what would it do to your margin?
If we see a 50 base point cut now in March, this will lead to roughly 0.4 cut in NIM. If it's coming in July, if it's split in different, so we can do all different scenarios, but this is the outer range. And naturally, this is the range without us taking any actions, as we have started, as you know, implementing these various types of fees. There are, after such further cuts, potentials to scale the level of fees with very short notice. So it doesn't have to be that it turns out to be a permanent 0.4 impact in case there's such a sharp drop in interest rates.
It's mentioned, it's answered in percentage points. I would explain in nominal. Please remember that, what we did after October's rate cut, we adjusted and we changed our pricing structure. So instead of interest rate, we started to charge customer fee and commission. So all new productions in that moment is proof for the further rate cuts. So still we are talking about stock at the end of the October 2014 and measures, actions which we which have been taken to convince customer that because of the lower interest cost for them, there is a space for the higher volume, and they at least one third of a customer which we reached accept this condition.
Sorry, I have two more questions. As a follow-up of your explanation on the changing in the mix of pricing of cash loans and consumer finance loans with the higher share of fees, what is, did the portion of insurance fees book upfront has changed anyhow, increase or decrease over the last year information after this bank assurance changes? Because we hear from other banks that the scale of upfront is volatile over time. And could you give us the some reasons? Because I believe that finally the 4Q loan growth was slightly below, was basically below this what you guided after 3Q results. Given that you are very happy with the cooperation with T-Mobile and with the this cross-sell in the consumer finance project, what was the reason of this slower growth in loans, the net, maybe not sales, but this increase in the balance sheet volume?
I will take a first answer, if you don't mind, it's a first part.
Go ahead.
So, we've been monitoring the performance of upfront ratio for all products and channels, and even we are almost at the end of the KNF control, which is this topic is one of the most important, and for the time being we stick to the this upfront ratio which we announced at the beginning of 2014.
Regarding the loan sale, I would like to draw your attention to page number 28. You will see that we have no disappointment in the sale of retail loans. We have yet another quarter with result peak in terms of new sale. The challenge in terms of total volume is again repayment from large corporates where they have come and said we want margins so low that the total relationship with these corporates have turned below our threshold for return on equity. So we have a situation in the market where we are believing that it's necessary to adapt the asset mix because the return on equity on some of these relationships, which earlier were good, would jeopardize our target to achieve a higher return on equity going forward. We do not feel sorry about this because it's not our mistake that this is that the market is acting like it is. We do see continued growth of our retail loans, and we do see continued capacity to grow the retail loan. We do believe that at a certain stage there will be a flattening out of the price competition in corporate, and we will see some corporate good corporate growth again.
So 3Q versus 4Q, as you are showing this increase in, of sales, could you maybe somehow quantify how much of the sales came from the new customers or from entirely new loans, and how much came from cross-sell activities or selling, you know, increasing the stock or get back to original top-up, all of those activities that, that you plan to do?
We do not publish such information at this stage. We will take it up as a potential. Thanks.
Okay. The cost of deposits, they were flat quarter on quarter despite a very strong growth in deposits in the period. I understand there might have been some late arrival effect, but nonetheless, retail deposits will be coming in gradually. So is this a sustainable level of funding cost, or, and what are your thoughts on funding costs in 2015? Do you see competitive pressures rising or slowing or easing?
So a lot of measures we took
to stabilize or to even to reduce the cost of deposits. The first which I mentioned is increasing salaries, share of current account in the total deposit. The second, if you compare the deposit from the retail customer and the business customer, we based the second quarter funding on the short-term funding from business customer, because we still expect potential rate cuts. If we take the longer-term deposit, will be hit by higher cost because we will need 1-2 quarters to reprice with the short-term maturity. We are much more flexible and adaptive to the new circumstances. And last point is lower buffer. If you look at the loan to deposit ratio, we squeeze this, and it gives certain relief as well. So those three components. Coming back to the future, well, will be difficult, especially if the rate cuts comes. However, we will, after that, we will switch again to the retail customer and to get a bit longer funding.
Can I have a question about Meritum? I know it's not like officially consolidated yet, but I think you had a slightly higher confidence in their numbers, the way they presented it, for the, you know, for the 3-year period than you expressed today. Has anything happened that kind of diluted your confidence in those forecasts? Because we obviously put a lot of attention into it. Those are high numbers, and the market took them with certain disbelief. So how do you feel about them? And maybe more specifically, the question would be, how are they doing in terms of their kind of recalibration of consumer loan ceiling, how they are dealing with the ceiling, basically?
If you look at the performance, of course, we are still two independent entity. Previous week, we concluded the transaction, so we have the access to the data which previously were not available for us. The recalculation and estimation which we made so far made us very convinced about synergies. Even we expect even higher synergies than we anticipated. Cost of integration unchanged. And at this stage, because this is our rule not to provide any forecast, so please wait until the auditor conclude this work in Meritum Bank, and after that we will publish 2014 results, and it will give you the opportunity to assess capacity of Meritum in terms of the net profit entity at this stage.
Maybe I just, coming to Lavoski Espirito Santo, can I just ask about the net asset value of Meritum Bank under IFRS? Do you have already this data? Then are there any NPLs exposure among your 10 largest corporate exposures? Because I believe that in this quarterly annual statement there's not such information. The structure of your sales of loans is changing, so could you please tell us what is this? What do you expect to be the constituents of this 4.5 billion? How much mortgages, how much corporate, and how much of other cost of risk? And maybe last one question, very general one, because this year the cost of risk excluding Pulbita is 230 bps, I believe. What would be, according, and this is the year when the unemployment was improving. What is, according to you, the new cross-cycle cost of risk for you, if you take into account, for example, Meritum, what would be that the number, the cross-cycle cost of risk for Allianz?
So maybe I will start with the Meritum. As I mentioned, we had only 1 week to get the data. Meritum and the auditor are still working on the 2014, but the adjustment equity according to Polish accounting standard versus international accounting standard, which we provided in October, 20 million zloty at this stage, so having only 1 week, I would say has not been changed significantly.
Regarding the cost of risk outlook versus macro, you're right that with lower unemployment and further potential reduction of unemployment this year, there should be in general a lower cost of risk. The other equation of that could be there's a larger potential sale with the same cost of risk. And therefore we are guiding a stable cost of risk. Sales plans are always a question how it's going to be picked up by the market, by our distribution channels, and therefore we think it is a conservative guess to say 2.2 to 2.3% if we have the same sales mix as we have right now. In terms of top 10?
Top 10 customers, but I'm sorry. The question was connected to the top 10 customers. We can add this information for sure, but we have NPLs on our top 10 customers under restructuring.
Is that one or two of them, like in the previous quarter?
It is one under restructuring and under watch list. I think that we have additional one.
Are there any provisions against those two exposures?
Yes, there are.
Thank you.
So is there anyone willing to ask a question in the room? All right, we have still one more question.
I think Polish press agency stated your CEO saying that the 16% ROE target for 2016 looks ambitious. How ambitious? I mean, what's the kind of the downgrade that he's talking about?
Of course it is ambitious. We have ambitious challenges every year. If we look back 3 years and said with that macro situation we would have had more than 300 million net profits higher compared to right now. So the interest rate environment, the BFG, the interchange, change in accounting for bank assurance upfront, a lot of challenges out there. But we have a lot of measures to beat these expectations which are out there, but to say it's an easy going would be wrong. But we still keep the target.
I understand that you are at the early stage of merger with Meritum Bank, but there are plenty other opportunities around. What is your take?
The significant limitation for us going out in a large-scale acquisition is our capital, and in that context, our major shareholder, who has committed to the regulator not to go below 25%. Naturally, if something is coming up of a decent size where it makes sense for us and for the banking system, there might be an application to the regulator to waive the 25% and call it 20 or 15, as we're seeing in other countries. But this is too early stage to say that this is something which we easily can go out. We are for sure not actively looking at acquiring other large banks which have been named out up for sale, not on our own.
Right, so still there is an opportunity to ask a question. All right, if there are no further questions from the attendees present in room, then operator, please kindly open the line for the attendees present on the line.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To cancel your request, it's the hash key, so it's star and one to ask a question. Our first question comes from the line of Ivan Boumat from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. I have two questions, if possible. One on your capital. Could you elaborate, please, after the acquisition of Meritum, what impact would that have on your capital ratios, and whether you think that this current level of 10.6 is sustainable, improving? What are your thoughts on that? And secondly, can you give any color or any news on how the Karlotasaara stake sale is going, if you can share this color, of course. Thank you.
Okay. The answer to your first question.
Answer to your first question. I'd say you should look at the standalone, Alior standalone and consolidated. So on the consolidated level will be well above the minimum level, so which means we'll above 12%. If you look at the standalone, we'll be at the almost level of 12.1. Please remember that we just launched the book building process. We expect to issue subordinate debt at the level of 250-300 million zloty to improve capital adequacy ratio. Plus, in the first quarter, we will include second half 2014 profit, and it will improve our equity.
Okay.
In terms of commenting Karlotasaara sales process, we haven't got a lot to say. We are the object in this matter, and we are cooperating for whomever they want to have a look into the books with a structured and regulated due diligence process. We have had this process happening for the last 2.5 years. We cannot see any significant difference in the appetites. There's still a lot of activity going on there, but if this leads to a transaction, we cannot say anything about it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Please press star and one if you'd like to ask a question. As another reminder, that's star and one if you'd like to ask a question. We have a question from Jovan Zikmik from RCB. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Just a follow-up question on capital. So just understand, your second half net profit from 2014 has not been included in the capital ratios, yeah, as of year end?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, that's star and one if you'd like to ask a question. are no more questions on the telephone line.
All right, so I guess then the Q&A session can be concluded currently. You're always, of course, welcome to contact the IR department if you have any following questions after the presentation. And thank you for attending our presentation today. And for the attendees present in room, I would like to invite you to the foyer of the room for a refreshment. Thank you.